We are up to Siman Tav Tzadik Zayin, Sif Yud Dalid. We will be doing Yud Dalid and Tesvav. Zimin betoch hakan amasa lufnei hakan. What happens if you prepare them inside a birdhouse and you find them standing on the porch in front of it? The birdhouses have this little ledge where the birds go, the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, for some air. They fly out of it and they stand on the ledge. So if you found them on the ledge, asurim, we say these are different ones. If you found them in the doorway, that's okay. But if you find them in outside the doorway, actually on that ledge outside the house, there we say these are different birds. Says the Machaber now. If there is no other, there are no other sources to birds anywhere in the neighborhood. Hareilu mutarim, they are mutar, because it's obvious they must be the same ones. Vahani mili, when is it that we say that if there's nothing in the vicinity, which is 50 amas, then we know it must be the originals. But that's only b'medadin. If these are birds that hop, avalam heim africhim, but birds that fly normally, asurim they're also, because they can come from anywhere. Vafilu yesh kanacha echod, kanacher, b'soch gimel ama, excuse me, b'soch nun ama, even in a case where within 50 amas, in the vicinity you do have one. Imu bekeren zavis, so remember, we're talking about birds that don't fly far, they just hop around, flap their wings, and within 50 amas you have another nest. So there were choshish that these are other birds, but that other nest is not in the direct line of vision to this one. Imu bekeren zavish, and yachal arosu mikan zeh, if it's far away in a way that you can't see it from here, kevin sheinam africhim elamedadin, since they don't fly far, they only hop, the halachi is you don't have to worry about it. The halachi in such a case is you don't. Why? Mishum the kol heicher the medada v'lo hoder chazi lekane lo modada. They only hop to places that they can still see their original home from. Tim hizmin tocha kanamim sa pesra kan mutarin. But if you find them in the doorway, so this I mentioned before, that'll be all right. Okay, now we go further. Sif tezvav. Any Yehudi shehevi daran liYisrael biyontif. A non-Jew brings a gift of a Jew on Yontif, b'nei yona ktanim, little pigeons, mishovchol sheyesh lo b'yir, from his own nests. Kevin shein tzarech tzeidim mutarim, since they're young and they don't fly, they only hop, the halacha is that they're mutar. Why are they mutar? Why did we say they were usur in the first place? If there's no isur of tzeida, what's the isur? The isur is muktzah. Muktzah means that one did not expect to use it. They belong to a non-Jew. The non-Jew doesn't have yontif. There's no reason why he should not have expected to use them on yontif. There is no muktzah to a non-Jew. The halach of muktzah, of using something that you didn't expect to use on yontif, only applies to a Jew's possessions, not to a non-Jew's. What happens if he brought them yichutz l'tchum? So later the Mishnah Berurah is going to get into this. The halach is that the person he brought it for, it's going to be also for him. From everyone else, it's going to be mutter.